Trapped between the woods and a highway in Belarus, these people have been walking towards the Polish border, anxious to enter the European Union. On the other side, Polish security forces in riot gear, part of the 12,000 that have been stationed there guarding the frontier, preventing hundreds of refugees and migrants from breaching the border. But it is a deadlock that risks igniting into another migration crisis on the doorstep of the EU. For months, thousands have been entering the bloc through Belarus, at first via Lithuania and Latvia, now mainly through Poland. The EU has accused Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko of orchestrating wave upon wave of undocumented migrants and asylum seekers in retaliation, they say, for sanctions it imposed on his government over its violent crackdowns on the opposition. Caught in the middle of this brinkmanship, those attempting to escape the harsh conditions they find themselves in, with no shelter, and being steered towards Poland by Belarusian state border officials. Some had taken the chance after hearing that Belarusian travel agents were selling visa invitations to the EU, only to find themselves surviving for weeks in the forests that border Poland and Belarus.
They give us the cutters. They provide everything. But when you said to them, okay, I want to go to Minsk. I want to go back to my country. It's so dangerous. They said no. You should go to Poland, Belarus. They put the gun to our heads when we said we need to go to Minsk.
So far, Poland's nationalist government has refused help from the EU's frontier agency, despite reports by Polish border guards of hostile behavior and threats from Belarusian forces. And for those stuck in this no man's land, there is no guarantee how long they will have to face the elements, with little access to food and water, human pawns between two hostile neighbors. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera.